Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Prestige Jayco, it's time to head to Darwin, where we're lucky enough to be joined by Carlton's head of development, a man who knows footy inside and out, of course, a star with the Brisbane Lions and the GWS Giants. I do speak of Luke Power. Luke, Tom King, Ben Casanelia, and Brendan McCartney in the K-Rock Hub. First question I have for you for South Point Garden Supplies is, what's the weather like up there in Darwin? We hear it's a little bit warm.
No, thanks for having me, guys. It was warm today, but it's actually starting to cool down a little bit. So I'm not sure what impact that's going to have on both teams. I mean, we're off back-to-back travels where we've been to Perth, and now we're obviously in Darwin, and Gold Coast are off, I think, a 5 and a 4 day break. So it'll be interesting to see what sort of impact it has. Probably not too much at the end of the day, because you still got to go out and win the ball and you be able to use it.
How have you harnessed the emotion from last Saturday night and Jack's goal into tonight? Do you try and put it in the background, or do you try and adapt it as a club and go, all right, well, that's happened and we're really happy about it, but let's take it forward?
It's definitely in the background now, but it definitely helped us have a better week. I mean, the difference between Jack kicking that goal and leaving Perth with a win and leaving Perth at 0-3 and not winning a game has just been massive for the spirit of our group. So hopefully, that spirit can show through tonight. We've had a really good week on the track. The boys are in a really good mindset, and hopefully that can reflect in the game.
Have you had a chance to get on TIO Stadium to train? And I believe there might have been a session there yesterday.
Yeah, we walked through on the ground yesterday. Suns were here at the same time, and both teams sort of walked over it together. Then we had a really nice welcome to the country from some local elders. We're really honoured to be playing here. It's a great opportunity for our players to open up Sir Doug Nicholls' round. It's a history of our country right here with representing the first Australians. So our boys are really proud to be representing that. And also, with the Indigenous players in our team, in Liam Jones, Sam Petreski, Seaton, Jack Martin, and of course Eddie Betts, to look after those blokes tonight and represent them as best we can.
Luke, it's Ben Casanelia. Thanks for joining us on Carrick Footy. I played golf with your cousin Nick. You reckon you're not much of a golfer?
No good at all. Never have been. No, he's a good man, Nick. I think a few of you guys might know him pretty well. He's a good man.
He is. He likes a laugh. He actually strikes it pretty comfortably too, to be honest with you. But just away from the Blues, you mentioned the celebration of this round. You played in an unbelievable footy team. Who were some of the... When you're talking Indigenous players, who springs to mind for you in terms of playing with and then potentially playing against?
I played with two who I thought were two of the greats of our game in Darryl White and Chris Johnson. I mean, Darryl was just so mercurial, and some of the things he did on a football field, just blew me away. But I remember watching him in my first year when I got to Brisbane, and I couldn't believe how he chased and pressured and tackled. That was probably the thing that stood out about White. Everyone seemed to always talk about the torpedo from the boundary or the one-handed mark, but some of the one percenters that he did absolutely blew me away in the early days, how he closed space and tackled guys, and of course Chris Johnson, who's arguably the greatest back pocket of all time, and some of the things he could do on a football field. He was just so powerful, and some of the drive that he gave us out of the back line was unbelievable. We're lucky to have both those players play for our club. And the greatest player on the opposition would be Gavin Wanganeen, who's the best I've ever played against. He was just so clean, and I guess every time you knew that you played against him, you knew that if you ran over the ball or you didn't take it first time, it'd be gone and you wouldn't get another opportunity.
Luke, you might get a chance to tell him that, because I've just seen Gavin on the in-house feed that we're getting into the K-Rock Hub, that he's actually down boundary side at the moment. So when you finish with us, go and sneak over and tell him how good he was. He's
yeah,
still
I might. He also used to give little sneaky knees when you weren't watching, but no, he was certainly a great player, Wanganeen.
There's a gun. Carlton Head of Development Luke Power joining us for Prestige Jayco. Here's Brendan McCartney on K-Rock Footy.
Hey, Luke, how are you, mate?
Macca, good to speak to you. How are you?
You too. I'm going well, thanks. And it, Nick does speak very well of you. Don't take any notice of what Ben says. He's had a long week. He's openly agitated, he said, with life at the moment, and has come out in his questioning. So I apologise on his behalf. Hey, your role, Head of Development, can you talk the listeners through what that looks like week to week?
It's basically the role goes through a number of different areas, but it's basically to get the most out of our younger players in their journey. We spend a lot of time with the 1 to 3 year players at the club with our academy program, but we're also working with other players on our list. I think the older players we don't tend to spend as much time with, but I think that most of our list is still in a development phase. So basically, there are a number of different areas. Obviously, football being the most important. Then there's the athletic side, so the high performance side of it. We spend a lot of time on well-being and mindset, and obviously diet and nutrition is another massive part of it. So yeah, we got 5 or 6 areas that we focus on and try and give them as much as possible in those areas without obviously taking away from their natural instinct.
Probably a 2-part question for you. The level of optimism and buoyancy within the club at the moment, given what the progression you've been making and what the focus has been over the last 3 or 4 weeks, because it has been a pretty solid patch of footy for you.
It has been. I mean, we've been competitive in most games. Started really well against Hawthorn in Perth and then fell away a little bit. Against West Coast, we thought we probably played some of our best footy for the year. And against Freo, we didn't start particularly well, but we thought we actually played the better footy for most of that game. Obviously, footy hasn't changed too much over the last 2 years in terms of the most important aspect of the game is still the contest and being able to put pressure on the opposition. And that combination is something that's really, really important for us. We're trying to focus a lot on trying to hold, like most teams, trying to hold the ball more in our forward half to put pressure on the opposition. And that's basically going to give us more opportunities to also be able to score, which is what our players, and most players really want to do. So, yeah, the position on the ground that we want to turn the ball over in the last few weeks has been a major focus to allow us to be able to rebound and hit the scoreboard a little bit more.
Luke, correct me if I'm wrong. Did you have anything to do with Sam Walsh through the Vic Country program before he got to Carlton?
Yeah, I did. I worked with him in the AFL Academy. He's just a fantastic young man from a really good family, obviously down that way. He's just super. I mean, talk a lot about some of the mentally strong players that I played with. And I'll probably refer to guys like Simon Black and Jonathan Brown, and he's equally as impressive as those guys. For such a young player, he just has a maturity beyond his years, and yeah, I'm really enjoying working with him again and having a look at his progress. And at times I get a little bit disappointed that people try and compare those young players. I think that we should be celebrating all the good young players in our competition instead of trying to put them up against each other all the time.
He's going to be a superstar, is Sammy Walsh. He's a good kid too, and he's going to be at home too because he spent some formative years in Darwin as well, Luke, playing on TIO Oval as an NT rep and playing some junior footy in the region when his dad Wayne worked up there. Hey, Luke, we have to let you go. I understand you've got a team meeting that you have to go into. We really appreciate your time. Good to catch up with you again on K-Rock Footy, and we wish you the very best of luck for tonight.
No, thanks for that, and we appreciate the support that K-Rock gives to football.
Thanks, Luke. Appreciate it. Luke Power there joining us, their head of development. And it is, Sammy Walsh did mention when we spoke to him post-game last week how he was looking forward to getting back to Darwin after spending, I think he was there from about 10 to 13 in terms of ages, and he represented NT at under 12 level before Dad Wayne came back and the family came back and he ended up playing with St Joseph's. He spent some good times up there, young Sammy, and he'll be right at home on TIO over.
Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.